Okay, so.
Can I just double check when I do Budo meditation?
Yeah.
So after some time, I feel quite calm. There's something jumping here.
Yeah.
Should I just ignore it?
Jumping? What is jumping?
I don't know. There's something here, and then sometimes it will go here, sometimes it will be here.
No, I mean, keep here. If then keep it here. Yeah.
Keep it here.
Yeah.
But
don't let it go down.
Keep it here. Mm. Then when I still continue to stay with the Buddha.
Yeah, of course.
But I still have to be aware of that thing that is.
You will be aware of it, yeah? But pay more interest to the Buddha. Yeah?
Okay, so
I mean, it comes automatically, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it will go down to the heart, yeah?
So
and then listen more to the Buddha, yeah?
So instead of paying attention to here, I should focus on the Buddha.
Yeah.
Then sometimes when the Buddha go by itself, I should not let it disappear.
No.
Should just continue when it disappear, I have to make sure that the Buddha come back.
Yeah. You have to be interested in the Buddha. Yeah. Is it the Buddha at the beginning? Is it at the end? You know, is it, is it fast? Is it slow? Is it deep? Is it shallow? Yeah. Can you listen to it or do you have to still to repeat it? Yeah. That's
if the Buddha go very fast and I couldn't catch each of the Buddha, okay?
That's okay.
I just need to know that it's going very fast.
But don't force it too much, you know?
Yeah.
Let it develop naturally, you know? Don't control it too much,
Okay. And then if we are doing our daily reflection, we must also know what we have said, is it? We must be able to recall what we said.
Yeah.
Do we also have to be able to recall what other people tell us?
No.
So we just need to be aware of, be able to recall what have we done and what we said.
Yeah. And don't judge. Don't say it was good or bad. That's the most difficult thing. Yeah. Not only what we said, what we did, you know, I mean, what kind of feelings were there, what kind of thoughts, what came before what we said, I mean, the clearer we know, you know, I mean, we see our intentions, Most of the time we don't need to say anything, huh?
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
He's a blubbermouth.
So if we couldn't recall what we had said...
It doesn't matter. Just skip to the next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? I mean, don't try to think, you know? I mean, don't think too much, you know? If you don't recall anything, you know, okay, let's go over, you know, what was the next, yeah? Otherwise, it takes months, you know? Yeah.
And then when I'm doing Buddha, but then when I'm talking to people, my Buddha disappears.
Then it doesn't disappear. Your interest disappears.
By that, when I'm talking to people, I should still have my Buddha with me.
That will be difficult. If you're talking to people, that is pretty much impossible.
Yeah. That's why I think that.
So also then train to be aware of the breath at the same time. This you can do. Yeah, being aware of the breath while you talk.
Yeah.
What is? I said, I mean, come all at the same time. Huh? One after the other, then I have to sit for hours here. Yeah? So you want to leave to Vietnam?
In a couple of days I will go.
In a few days,
yeah. But until then I really want to to go deep. I'm struggling to sit for longer.
Yeah.
And I'm getting into these just incredible battles.
Battles?
Yeah, battles.
Yeah,
especially after 2 hours.
It
can be a fire, it can be an absolute war zone. And I'm wondering... Sometimes things start moving really, really fast.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what you... And usually the breathing will be so slow, but everything in the body will be so fast. And I'm just wondering, sometimes I almost get kicked out of this state, and then I come back in as many times as I can. And I wonder what advice you have. It's kind of... can seem a bit wild, I guess, in the body.
I mean, let's distinguish. You know, what you're talking about, the body or the citta?
The body, the vedana. So, for example, the pain, I will be transferring from my anapana to the pain.
Yeah.
And so now I'm investigating, I'm cutting it up, I'm dissecting it, I'm just trying to look at it, yeah. But it's sometimes it's so fast, and then it's moving, mm-hmm. and then it's yeah. changing places.
Yeah, just follow it. Just follow it, yeah. And be very careful that you don't want to throw it away. If you want to throw it away, we cannot see where it's going. Yeah? So if there's an inclination or there's an intention in your heart that I don't want it anymore, yeah, it's too much, yeah, then you should start again, yeah? I mean, open your eyes, you know, relax, and then start again.
It becomes very equanimous.
Yeah?
You know, it's just yeah. phenomenal.
Okay.
But then sometimes there's these, like, kicks that happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what comes before the kicks, yeah?
It is very fast. Little
yeah? Yeah. see the intention that is in the heart, yeah? When you're very calm, huh? No. I mean, you can see any intention in the heart. So, I mean, there must be some signs, you know, that the kilesas always give you a clue what they are up to, yeah? If you catch that clue, you know, I mean, you can counteract it, yeah? But if you don't catch it, yeah? And then you're in difficulty. Yeah? So, it takes time, yeah? I mean, this sati, we need to develop this awareness, huh? And being aware of what is really going on when you're very calm. You know, actually, you know, the sati is there where it is the heart, yeah? So it sees what is going on in the heart. If you manipulate it too much, you know, you don't see anything. You have to be really, you know, really open to whatever is. Feel the pain, yeah, and feel it, you know, and feel it. You want to know how the pain is, and that's what we normally don't want to know. We want to get rid of the pain, and that's why we can't really understand what is pain, yeah. Pain is a feeling, you know, we constantly have feelings, yeah. And it's not the pain, it's not the pain of the heart, yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah. See what it is, yeah.
It's so strange what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and but the longer you do it, the more you get the inkling of what it really is. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there is always feeling. Yeah, there are always feelings. You just need to concentrate. Yeah, and concentrate on the body. There is always some feeling. Yeah, there's energy running through the body. You know, I mean, sometimes you know, I mean, it gets stuck. You know, and it hurts there because there's some tension. But there's always some feeling. Yeah. And then what is pain? What is the difference? Yeah? Because it's also a vedana. Okay?
Now I'm just listening.
Yeah, okay. What did he want? You just wanted to listen?
Yeah, exactly. I have a question. Sometimes, I mean, when we meditate and starting to get more deep,
yeah,
some really fast concentration, then there is always either on the body or in the mind or outside a disturbance
yeah.
that's coming,
yeah,
and that kind of ruin all the concentration. I just want to understand what is. What is this process that makes it? Because probably it's not outside or environment, it's how the direction probably we have to this, that we
yeah.
pay attention, how to not to avoid to pay attention to all these things and to keep focus on that. So this mm-hmm. is the sticking point, is very difficult sometimes.
It is a similar process, you know, I mean, for investigating pain, yeah? We have to allow these things to happen. Yeah? So when something outside of happens, yeah, I mean, we put our interest and we don't like it, yeah, and that's what makes it strong. Hmm? If you just say, I don't care, yeah, whatever happens will happen, yeah, then it doesn't bother us. And it's the same thing with the things that happen inside, you know, within the body, yeah. We get distracted by these things. The more, I mean, in the talk about, you know, defending self, yeah, I mean, I was talking about, I mean, if you have no self, everything goes through us, yeah. But if we have, the stronger our self is, yeah, the stronger is the wall. And whatever comes, you know, each arrow that hits that wall, you know, hurts us very much, yeah? I mean, the weaker our wall, or the more, you know, the more there is no wall, I mean, nothing can hit us, yeah? So, there is some dislike that you don't see yet, yeah? There's some dislike, you know, you don't want to be disturbed. That's the wrong attitude, yeah? I don't want to be disturbed in my practice, yeah? The right attitude is, I just want to know what is happening. Yeah? Being, you know, but at the same time, having the focus on my object of meditation, yeah? Be it the breath or be it the Buddha.
So, you need to intentionally focus on this thing or let go. Because, for example, if it's from far away, a bird chanting, you know,
yeah.
We don't find it a disturbance because beautiful from the bird, but if it's a pain or something coming up in the mind or a strong sound, then it's already the reaction is there. So it's,
but the reaction to something beautiful is also there. So that's where you see your likes and dislikes. Hmm? And the likes and the dislikes, if you understand the second law of truth, that creates our dukkha. Yeah? Our dissatisfaction. Huh? Or dis-ease, or pain, or suffering, or whatever you call it, or disturbance. Yeah? It's all something unpleasant. Yeah? So, I mean, if you hear a bird, you know, or sometimes, you know, when rain is very, very heavy, yeah? I mean, sometimes, you in Taiwan, you know, there's very heavy rain, you know. I mean, you feel happy, yeah? Because the sound of the rain is very calming, yeah? Can be. Not if there's together with wind in the Philippines, you know. Well, then it's not calming, yeah? So it depends on your likes and dislikes, yeah?
So it's possible to change the dislike on the like, or it's
Now, you just say not interested.
Not interested. Either to the...
Either to the beautiful or to the ugly. Not interested, and let's go back to the Buddha or let's go back to the breath. Yeah.
So it's like make the Buddha or make the breath more beautiful than... Outside.
Yes, you can make it beautiful, you can make an image of the Buddha, you know, and just admire the Lord Buddha.
So
let him, you know, occupy the whole heart or the whole body, yeah. And this breath, the same thing, yeah. Make it more interesting, you know, I mean, is it fast, is it slow, is it deep, is it shallow, you know, when does it start, when does it end, and so on, huh? Because we know the more we are interested, you know, the more we are concentrated, yeah? But people from the West try to concentrate, you know, and that's why it doesn't work. We want to make something, yeah? But meditation is observation. Yeah? And observation cannot control what we observe. This is something that you really have to remind yourself all the time. Yeah? We are there to observe the breath, or we are there to observe the Buddha. Yeah? We are not there to control the Buddha. Yeah? And we are all control freaks, we know it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we are brought up like this, you know, and especially the young generation, this competition is extremely strong. Yeah. But you also will feel it in Taiwan, you know, I mean, the Chinese are very competitive, yeah? let it, you know, see, about meditation observation, yeah? I mean, you have the ability to observe the animals here. You cannot control them, but you know every moment what they do. Eh? And that is this kind of observation you should have, yeah? But you concentrate on this animal, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So you concentrate on your Buddha. You concentrate on the breath. But you observe, yeah? And you don't control. Verstehst?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, take the opportunity. Look, yeah? I mean, sometimes there are some squirrels, you know, I mean, these white squirrels, or there are even some brown squirrels, yeah? I mean, it's fascinating to look, to observe them. Or even ants, you know, how they build their nest, you know, or how they carry these things, yeah?
Mm.
Sometimes they carry, I mean, hundreds of ants carry, you know, one beetle or whatever, yeah? I mean, just observe them, you know, and concentrate on them, yeah? And that is the way, you know, we should do it in meditation.
Mm.
We concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath. We have just one object, just like this beetle, you know, that is carried off by the ant. And then we observe what is happening. So we don't need to control anything.
I was also just going to observe that now a question just popped up in my mind. Like we're supposed to do meditation the whole time, like sitting and walking. But do you set aside time to just let the mind relax and do what?
Yes. Yes. You just observe, you know, whatever is going on, yeah? You don't relax because that's what the Kilesas want. Yeah? They want to relax. It's enough, yeah? Well, and then what do they do? They think about this, think about that. Yeah? I mean, that's their habit. Yeah? Or it's their habitat, yeah? Habitat. Yeah?
But I'm asking because I think yesterday when I stopped, I think right before I fell asleep, like a whole bunch of things, like it was kind of like an eruption of my mind.
Yeah.
I stopped meditating.
Yeah, this is okay, yeah. But if you don't formally meditate, then reflect about your life, yeah. Reflect about the birth, reflect about old age, reflect about death, and reflect about illness, yeah. Go within, you know, I mean, you don't always have to concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath, you know. When you get out of meditation and said, you know, it's enough, you know, just sit down comfortable, you know, and then reflect about how long did it take me to train this body? Yeah? Do I want to go through it again? Ask this kind of question, yeah? What is it, you know, when I get old, you know, when I look at my parents or their grandparents, you know, how they slowly move out of their seat, you know, and back pain and this pain and, you know, and then hospital, yeah. I will have to go through that as well. Huh? It gives us motivation, yeah, or to look at the dukkha in your life, yeah. I mean, there was a reason why you came here. Yeah? I mean, we want to find a way out of dukkha, yeah. So we have to understand what is dukkha, the first noble truth. Yeah? It's very important. The clearer we see, the more motivation do we have. Huh? If you don't see it, you know, if we use what in the West is, you know, I mean, we use, you know, when we're hungry, we eat something, you know, so the dukkha is gone, we don't even notice it. Yeah, huh? When we need to go to the toilet because, I mean, you know, I mean, our intestines burst, you know, I mean, yeah, this is a lot of dukkha, yeah? If you can't find a toilet, you know, yeah? But we don't realize it because the moment we sit on the toilet, and everything goes out, yeah? Yeah? That's what we know, yeah? We know, you know, I mean, we're hungry, we eat something, we're thirsty, we drink something, we're tired, we sleep, you know? So we don't realize the dukkha of the body, yeah? Yeah, and then ask what kind of sukha does the body give you. These are all nothing. Yeah, it only gives you the relief from the dukkha. Yeah, yeah. When you wake up, oh, okay, fine. Yeah, but it's a relief from dukkha. Yeah? And when you eat the food, you know, and you're full, you know, okay, fine. But that's a relief from the dukkha of the hunger. Yeah, there is no sukha for the body. It's all in the mind, yeah? I mean, you heat yourself up, yeah? I mean, I've talked often about it, yeah? The Westerners go to the beaches, yeah? They go to the beaches, lie in the sun until they can't bear the heat anymore. Then they jump into the cold sea until they can't bear the cold anymore, yeah? And then they think, oh, this was a wonderful day. They do it all day long, yeah? Sexual, the same thing, we heat ourselves up, yeah? Until we can't bear the pain anymore, and then it comes out, you know, and then we feel relieved. Huh?
In fact, I found that one time after a good meditation, having sex, was painful.
Yes, you see the pain.
In fact, yeah, it was a pain.
Yeah, of course it is painful.
So it was a kind of shock after that, because we are so much conditioned to see that as the best pleasure, and suddenly seeing that as pain.
Yes. That's why I use this, you know, going to the beach, you know, or having, you know, hot coal, you know, putting your hand in, you know. I mean, you feel the pain, you know, but then you put it in the cold, ice cold bucket, and then you feel so much relief. And then you feel, oh, this is so happy, you know. And then you put it back again, you know, huh? Just to feel, you know, the difference, you know. I mean, the stronger the difference, yeah, the more the pain there is, the better is the relief of the pain. Yeah? But we don't see it in the process because we are not aware. Yeah? Look at it more closely, you know. I mean, it's quite funny, you know, to see, you know, that we everything, you know, in our life, I mean, we painted it with another color, yeah. So now we take off the color and we see the reality, yeah. I mean, how can somebody, you know, live a month's life without any sexual, yeah, intercourse, yeah? So he has to have some ways, you know, I mean, to get down to the truth of it, yeah? It's easy, yeah, remember this, yeah? I mean, you probably also, you know, you probably also sometimes went to the beach, yeah? Did it all day long, went in the sun, you know, until it got too hot, you know, went in the cold water, yeah, then went in the sun. In the evening you were hungry, you ate some food, you know, and then you went to sleep, right? And then you said, oh, this was such a big holiday. Yeah? Wonderful, isn't it?
No.
Canada.
It's tedious. It's like,
yeah, I mean, you're Philippines. Yeah? So you have the sun all the time, you know, look at these northerners, yeah?
No, I mean, even the eating at night and all the stuff that you have to do, it's like, do we do this again tomorrow? It's like tedious, and now we have to go back home.
Yeah, but at the moment it's still thinking. It hasn't yet dropped down to the heart, yeah?
No, yeah.
What about the sukha of family and community?
It's mind. It has nothing to do, yeah? Nothing to do with the body. But you know what is that? What is the sukha of your girlfriend, yeah? Yeah? When you hug her? Yeah? When you feel, you know, this is, you know, at the moment, you know, you feel with your family, you don't feel as lonely as when you're not with your family. So actually, you know, the feeling behind it is the pain of being lonely. Yeah? And then you're with your family, you forget about the pain being lonely, you know, because you feel connected to some people, yeah? But there might be some relatives that you don't like so much, yeah? And there you don't want them in your connection, yeah? You're very choosy about your connection, yeah? It's the loneliness that is within us. I told you about, you know, Avicca. I mean, the citta, yeah? He didn't hear it. The citta, the pure citta, you know, I mean, it is just a huge, huge cake, yeah? So Avicca takes a piece of the cake, you know, and separates it from the rest of the cake, so it feels. And that's why we feel alone, yeah? That's why we try, you know, with family and girlfriend or wife, you know, we try to overcome this loneliness, but we never overcome it, yeah? Because even if you're, I tried it out, you know, with one of my girlfriends. Even when you're very close, you know, very, very, very connected, you still feel alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because your heart is separated out from. Yeah? As long as there's a Avicca, your heart is separated out. Yeah? That's why it's called it, you know, the not free citta, yeah? Or the deluded citta. Or defied citta.
Practice.
help to overcome this thing.
Yeah.
And also
to see the truth. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is one easy way to do some meditation, meditation to start with?
The first thing is, you know, you look at these, you look at these books, you know, where there are super pictures, yeah?
Okay.
Then you look at one of the picture, you know, and look long enough, you know, and then you close your eyes and have that picture present, yeah? And then, you know, try to concentrate on this picture. Once you can concentrate in long enough, you know, and feel also the pain. You know, you don't want to see a body, you know, that has been separated by a train. Yeah. Have you seen these accidents where people throw themselves in front of a train? Yeah.
It looks like they have like oatmeal coming out of them.
Yes, you know, or sometimes you see the brain is split open, you know, by motorbike accident, you know, and you see the brain flowing out.
Body is contorted.
Is that nice? No, it's not nice to see. The principle of our super practices, you know, that all our life we were running after the beautiful things, yeah, and never looked at the ugly things, yeah? Now we look at the ugly things, yeah? And that gives us, you know, a balance of the scale, yeah. I mean, just like, you know, sometimes I tell, you know, I mean, we are this, you know, these Germans are sausage dogs, yeah, Dachshund. You bind some tin cane on their tail, you know, and the sausage in front, yeah, and they run and run and run and run. They always run after the sausage, yeah. And then try to run away, you know, from the pain, yeah? That's us. Yeah? The moment we stop, we can release the sausages and the noise is gone. Yeah? So the asupa, you know, the asupa practice is looking at these ugly things, yeah? And getting comfortable with it, yeah? I mean, there will be, of course, a lot of anger coming up, yeah? So then we see, you know, anger, you know, comes through looking at something that we dislike, yeah? And lust comes from something, looking at something that we like, yeah? But we don't look at lust at the moment. We try to balance the scale, you know, of asupa, yeah? Until both of them are on the same level, you know? And then we can see, you know, what is bringing up this anger and what is bringing up this lust, yeah? And then we can destroy the lust, you know, with the things, you know, that asupa, you know. And then we destroy asupa with something that is beautiful. And then we see how this works, you know. It's just a mechanism. It's not real. All these things are not real, yeah.
If you don't have the book, we can
Lauren.
Collect.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. If we don't, can we just, for example,
yeah, picture anything, you know, that you saw in your previous life, yeah?
You know, like some old people.
Yeah, you can see some old people, or you can go in front of the mirror, you know, and take a razor blade, you know, and then slowly pull. I mean, you can imagine it very well, yeah? I mean, you know, really a razor blade, you know, you see the blood dripping off, you know, and you feel the pain. I mean, a shudder runs down if you do it really, yeah? Don't do it in reality, you know, do it, never talking. And then slowly, yeah, I mean, imagine yourself being in front of a mirror, and then slowly pulling, you know, pulling the skin off. Yeah, no, you don't want to see that.
I can see like what they do to animals, like the pig.
Yeah, I mean that, you know, they slaughter the animals and then they skin them, yeah? Yeah? But they see it as meat, yeah,
Yeah.
And the doctor, you know, and the doctor, the surgeon, you know, sees it as a machine.
Oh.
Yeah. The first time he doesn't see it as a machine. That's why he, you know, throws up or falls unconscious, yeah? But the second time he learns to see it as a machine, yeah? It's a little bit messy, but it's something like, you know, you have a machinery that is very oily, you know? I mean, it's also messy, yeah? I mean... You get the screws out, you know, I mean, you take this part, you know, and replace, put another part in, you know, and then you see, you start the machine, how it works, yeah? And the doctor does the same thing, yeah? He takes the kidney out, you know, puts another kidney and sews it up, you know, and Ah, okay, it's working or not working or whatever.
She's not working.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Then now we repair a machine and it also, you know, I mean, use anything, you can, yeah. But this is slowly, you know, I mean, you can do that on other people, yeah. You don't have to do it on yourself, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can skin, you know, you picture somebody, you see somebody, and then, you know, slowly skin, yeah. And then remove layer by layer, layer, until you see only the bones, yeah? What is?
About the stages of enlightenment.
Like, what?
About the stages of enlightenment.
Yeah?
Is it like a barrier that you hit, let's say, for Sotapanna? Do you know, like, okay, now I'm there?
No.
Okay, it's just gradual.
Yeah, it's all gradual, very gradual, yeah? And it is always surprising what you enter the door. It's always surprising. Yeah? Completely surprising. You just work, you were not interested really, you know. I mean, you're just working on these things, you know, and suddenly it happens, you know. Because if you try to do it, you will never be able to do it. But if you walk the path, yeah? If you walk from here to Beijing, you know, and keep the straight, you know, keep the road, yeah, straight, and don't go to this restaurant or to this lake or to that, yeah, or to this, oh, this is a nice mountain, let's climb up, yeah. I mean, if we walk and walk and walk, if as long as we take the wrong, right path, you know, we will end up in Beijing. Yeah? So you will end up, you know, sooner or later in Sotapanna and then Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant, yeah. But we get distracted. Oh, that's a nice restaurant. Oh, I'm so tired. I need a hotel to sleep. Yeah. And then you get fooled by, you know, this rest, you know, and then you see a swimming pool and then you see a nice woman. Ah, and you're gone for years.
Family.
Or family, you know, whatever. Then you're gone for years. And then after 20 years, you see, oh, wasn't I on the path? Yeah. That's what happened. Okay, enough.